is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, I hate to say it, but nothing good, as we have seen an early session of mixed trade, and then it turned lower, much like yesterday, and it closed lower. Now, we are currently bouncing off the lows of the session, but today's closes were very negative. Box beef continues to tumble, down $2.22 on choice at mid-morning, down $2.76 on selects, 144 loads moved, and we saw an estimated cattle kill day of 111,000 head. The pork complex also saw downside today, and most of this just seems to be a lack of buyers, even though we are seeing some buying come back here in the final 2.5 hours of trade. On the close today, August live cattle, 52 cents lower, October down 60 cents. August feeder cattle, $1.87 lower, October down 217, and August lean hogs, 252 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Behind every successful project is an expert who's mastered his craft. And when it comes to tractors, nobody does them better than P&K Equipment. We're backed by the 175-year-old John Deere brand, and when we put you in a brand-new 5045E tractor, it goes beyond that $15,499 price tag, beyond a list of features, and into a world of possibilities. Let us show you tractor buying at its best, and you'll find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 8/4/15, includes $2,000 cash-only discount, price eligible for two-wheel drive models. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Tom, what's bringing the strong support, at least for soybeans in the grain markets?
Well, you're right, Leslie. It is in the soybeans where it's all coming from. It's a combination of the soybeans being overdone the most to the downside after their big gains last week compared to corn and wheat. The other thing is we had very strong fund buying today. We're also seeing some positioning ahead of tomorrow morning's 11 o'clock USDA supply and demand report. And there is still concerns and talk about the wet conditions in the fields in the eastern corn belt and how they're affecting the crops. Export sales today, they're pretty much in line with estimations, so they played no real role in the market. On the close today, September KC wheat down 3.75. December KC down 3.25. September Chicago wheat up 0.5 cents. September corn closed 4.25 higher. December corn up 4.75. August soybeans 29.5 higher. November 27.5 higher. And December cotton 56 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
It's with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.